As you probably read, this is Thomas Crown, and this is a podcast, and this is for AboveTopSecret.com. The topic of this conversation is secret societies form. The reason why I'm making this podcast is because I find that knuckle pounding on the typewriter doesn't always get my point across, and I can tell this by some of the conversations, typed conversations I've had with people who frequent the secret societies form. What I want to point out is that this is a conspiracy website. When I say it's a conspiracy website, this is the place people go to discuss conspiracy theories. There are a lot of different conspiracy theories. We have them about aliens. We have them about the New World Order. We have them about government facilities. And we have secret societies. It's just about, to me, secret societies is just about the same thing as the New World Order, because the two can be, you know, they're very closely related. However, we do have two different forms. I've noticed something the last several weeks, you could say months, that the secret societies form has been nothing more than a Masonic discussion board. You've got two different groups. You've got one group that goes in there and they either regurgitate the same stuff that you see all the time, all over the board, about the Masons. And really, there's no new information than, from what I've seen, no new information that would indicate one way or the other about the Masons. And nothing that anybody rationally observes in the ongoings of the world in the current events that people could point out and say, hey, you see there? There's evidence that the Masons are taking over the world. On the other hand, we've had this very large crowd of Masons that have been like the gatekeepers of the secret society's forums, to where any time people want to discuss the Masons, a lot of them anyway, have responded by beating them down, saying that, oh, you're spreading rumors, that's not true, that's not how we are, and you know, all that kind of stuff. And then we've gotten to the point, or we did get to the point, where the board was turning into a Masons greet and meet, glad hand, grab our lodge, virtual lodge. And that really started to set bad with me, because this is a conspiracy board, not a Masons virtual lodge board. That is to say, if you're exuberant over the fact that you've just joined the Masons and you want to tell people, go tell your brothers at a Masons lodge. This is a conspiracy board. Believe it or not, there are some who believe that the Masons is a secret society hell-bent for leather to overtake the world. Some people believe that. Other people don't. That's not the point here. The point of the matter is, once again, the board. The board is a conspiracy board, not a Masons lodge. I don't know how to make that any clearer, yet I still get U2Us from people who don't understand that this is a conspiracy board and not a Masons lodge. I'll say it one more time. This is a conspiracy board, not a Masons lodge. True enough, there are threads that you'll come across that are very lousily put together that do nothing more than say, Masons are evil, evil people, and they should go to hell. Well, I take a bit of offense to that, because I know quite a few gaggles, flocks, herds of Masons, a bunch of them, crowds of Masons. I live with them in the neighborhood. I go to work with them. I shop with them. I eat lunch with them. I sometimes mingle with them after hours. These are the type of people that would have my back when the chips are down, and I would have their back when the chips are down. And I assure you that none of these people that I know of in the Masons are trying to take over the world. These people are pretty much trying to run their families, rear their children, and put a few dollars in the bank for a rainy day. Along the way, they like to go shoot pool, have barbecues, and none of the barbecues involve the sacrificing of small children, I assure you. Now, two things I would like to say is, one, you Masons who like to hang around and say, no, no, this is not true, this is not true. or are there to try to turn this place into a glad hand, meet and greet Mason's place. I will not tolerate it. I think I've made it perfectly clear. Not gonna do it. We are going to keep this board as it's supposed to be, a conspiracy board, and I assure you, you cannot bring enough of your friends, and you cannot be more hard-headed than I am. Trust me, I've been through two marriages. I know what pain is. You can't bring enough on me, okay? Now, if you want to come here and rationally debate the situation, I am 100% all for that. Because it's kind of a unique situation here where we have people that are members of this so-called secret society who can bring their points of view. Now, when you do, understand that when these other people are talking about you, they're not talking about you. They're talking about them, and you know who they are. Well, I assume you probably do now, by now. I don't, because I've never seen any kind of interconnecting thing with a Mason's Lodge, and I've never really actually been able to be told where they are, where the inner circle and the inner circle is. And even if there was an inner circle, I assure you that my friends would not go along with any dubious, devious, evil plot to overtake the world. Now, on the other hand, you people who are against the Masons, okay, well, I understand. I'm not one for joining secret societies either. Okay, just not gonna do it. Shoot, I barely join any societies that aren't secret. I don't consider the Union a secret society. Now, when you go bringing information about the Masons and their evil, devious plot to overthrow all governments and, I don't know, make us all wear little red fezzes and ride around in small, small go-karts, please give me some good information. Okay, don't just come in and say, Masons are evil, the Masons ate my dango babies, and come on, please, give me some lucid, non-frothing-at-the-mouth information. Hey, I'm easy. Maybe my friends are out to get me. I don't know. I've always been pretty much certain that Ted Turner is. Maybe these guys are, too. Who knows? But that's all I'm asking, and that's all I'm saying. Understand, this is a conspiracy site to you Masons, and a good argument is better than a bad argument, and no argument at all is better than a bad argument to all those who aren't Masons. I hope this clears it up. I hope I could explain it better in with my voice than I can with a typewriter or the keyboard, because trust me, the keyboard is not my friend. It really isn't. And by the time I get a post made, I'm not in a good mood. So, just to give you a clue about Thomas Crown and that stupid, evil, evil keyboard. You guys have a good night. Bye-bye. Bye-bye now. And good night.